come on, we had to hurry up. We're already running late for the 50th show of the Brit and Yankee. Hey, there's Phil.
Hey, where the hell have you been? I've been waiting for you.
Oh, sorry, we rushed over right away.
Good man. Right. You know what show this is, don't you?
It's number 50.
And we're opening the Brit and Yankee.
Woohoo!
Open the doors, boys! Yes, it's another Brit and Yankee podcast, the 50th one. It's only taken us 3 years to get here, hasn't it, Lingo?
Yeah.
Good man. And we have a special guest on the show that you'll find out a little bit later on. So let's everybody have a pint and enjoy the new Brit and Yankee pub. Yes, hello, Lingo. How you been doing, mate?
I am doing awesome, and this place looks great.
Good. I'm so glad you like it.
The remodelers worked very hard on this thing. And we'd like to welcome everybody, our regular listeners, to the pubcast. This is the Brit and Yankee virtual online pub, the only pub in Chicago where you can come down and talk about everything and nothing. And it's usually the latter, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, what's been going on? The last time we reported, you were out at the fair.
Yeah, we were out at the fair, me and the kids, Rachel and Spencer. And we were having a good old time. And, you know, it's been a while, we can tell, because it was a beautiful day that day. It was hot and it was warm and we were sweaty. And on the way over here today, it's cold, it's rainy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, what are we looking at here? Coming up for the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I got a lot of trees in the Brit and Yankee beer garden. Well, they suddenly went woof. I don't know if you ever remember seeing that.
Is that because they have a lot of bark?
Oh! All right, he's dinging his own bell there.
Gotta get the dust off.
Get the dust off. Yeah, well, it has been a long time since we've been down here. Absolutely. So, anyway, what I was saying was the leaves. I don't know if you ever saw that Monty Python sketch where it was a Terry Gilliam cartoon and one leaf falls off the tree and goes, oh, I can't stand it! Ah!
Yeah.
And then another one does, and then they all go, woof! Well, that's what happened this week.
Oh,
so they're
gosh.
All in the yard there. So we're going to have to send out some of the barmaids to try and clean it up. And speaking of barmaids, Kaz hasn't shown up for work yet. So we're hoping that she's going to be here, but we're not quite certain. And did you see Sid on the way out there?
I saw a pile of leaves by the front door.
Oh, maybe that's him.
Okay.
He was sitting out there a while ago, and maybe the leaves have piled up on him. But hopefully we'll hear from him
later.
I didn't
think leaves snored. But
okay. Oh. So, anyway, yes, we have a special guest in the pub today. Now, I would like to say that this is not violating any licensing laws.
Right.
He
is a virtual
pub. Yes, it is a virtual pub, and he is sitting at the bar consuming, something in a Guinness glass. Yes, it's Spencer!
Yay!
How you doing there, Spence?
I'm doing fine.
Good. And you've come along to help celebrate the reopening of the Brit and Yankee, right?
Yeah.
Because you were on some of the earlier ones.
Yep.
What did you do during the earlier shows for some of the people who may not remember?
I did Spencer's Report.
Spencer's Report.
Yeah. The micro-lingo.
If I can remember, it was quite fast.
Yes. We had to try to slow him down because he would talk a mile.
I know. You had to be like in the teen years to understand what he was saying because he was talking teen talk, right?
Yeah.
Well,
That was three years ago. And what have you got in your glass? It looks to me like a pint of lager.
It does.
But what is it?
It is sparkling cider.
Oh, phew. Thank goodness. See, we're not corrupting our youth.
No. Not yet.
Right, exactly. Now, As Spencer's here, we've got a number of emails to read out, and there's one that concerns him. Spencer, you have it in front of you. Read it out, young man.
Well, this one's from Chuck Tomasi.
Oh, good old Chuck. That's
Chuck Chat on Technorama.
Chuck Chat Technorama up there, www.technorama.com.
And co-host Craig Stepp.
Is it Craig Stepp or Stepp Craig? I don't know. I can never remember.
It's that southern accent that Craig tries to pull off.
That's right. He's down there with the steppes of Russia.
Yeah.
Yes, so what does the email say?
Well, he was commenting on the on my voice on the 49th show, and he said that a few shows ago when I was doing my tech report, I sounded like an 8-year-old, but from the Sandwich Festival, he said I sounded like I'm 15 or 18.
Oh, yeah,
that happens when you're doing the other ones. He was between 8 and 9.
Right.
And now he's 12, and his voice has started to change, and changed in many ways. A lot of things have changed.
That's right. And tell us, you are actually going to be having a big celebration coming up somewhere around the end of November, right? What's that going to be for you?
It's my bar mitzvah.
Ooh. So does that mean he gets a bar?
Yeah.
He becomes a man.
Ooh, I say. Yeah. What happens then? Now, is there any, like, stamping of glasses in there?
No, that's
a wedding. Okay, right. I knew it was something like that. I haven't been to Jew school, unlike you.
Yeah.
So.
You still say mazel tov.
Oh, you do, yeah? Cool. I'll have to practice mazel tov. And we'll play lots of fiddler on the roof music, right?
Yeah.
If I would have.
He's already wanting to celebrate.
Well, that's very good, and thank you, Chuck, for sending in that email.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck.
It's a wonderful thing. You've got some other emails over there, haven't you?
I have them hidden somewhere around here somewhere.
Read one of them out.
Let me find my and then my paperwork.
And then I have a little something that some of our listeners have sent to us.
We got one via my Facebook that was from Simon Brown.
Oh, good old Simon. Is that downtown Julie? No, downtown Simon Brown.
Yeah, Simon Brown, at this point in life, he probably looks much better than she does right now. He's just commenting, saying, great shows ever about the Sandwich Fair segment.
Right.
We did. And good job all around. So thank you very much for your email, Simon. Oh. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Simon. It's good that we have listeners who like to write into it. Please write into us.
Yes.
And before you read that second one... Mm-hmm. To celebrate our 50th, one of our best listeners has sent in a little congratulatory MP3. Have a listen to this.
Hello, boys. This is Charles from Arkansas calling in, or sending in an MP3, as the case may be, to congratulate you on 50 shows. And it's good to see that the Brit and Yankee pub remodel is going well. So my question is, after 50 shows, what are your all-time favorite beers? See you later. Bye.
There we go. Thank you very much, Charles. You are a wonderful man down there in the Piney Woods.
He is the podcaster's best friend. He keeps up on so many podcasts, but you know what? I guess when you have time, when you're working around lasers, you can let it play in the background and
that's right.
And work away, and he is a good friend.
And just to give a quick plug to his business, it's www.brandysquilts.com. I think I got that right. If you put in Brandy's Quilts. For any of you who have wives who like quilting, he's the man you can get the templates from, and that's why we talk about him using lasers. No, he's not attacking people from outer space. He's using them to cut the templates. So, yes, go out to his website and send him business. Now, he challenged us there at the end there. You heard him. He says, what's the best beer that we've ever drunk? Well, we're going to think on that
and come
back to that a little later in the show. Now, you got another email, right?
Yeah.
It's all going. We got emails galore, I tell you.
Andrew Sawyer. Hold on. Here, I got it right here. He sends it. We're talking about having a local ale, the Barclays Smokehouse in Columbus.
Oh, wait a minute. What? Oh, he is talking about it.
He is.
He's got a local ale. Okay, yeah, what's it called?
Barclays Smokehouse.
In Columbus. Is that Columbus?
Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, that's where Jeff Mahoney lives. Another one of our listeners.
Yeah.
Around that area.
And so I wonder if I've never heard of that one, so I wonder if we could. That we'll have to do some research and see if they do anything around here. Andrew, thanks for the email. Appreciate that very
jolly good. Well, go and have a pint at the Smokehouse and imagine it's at the Brit and Yankee.
Right. Speaking of that, and with our 50th show, I did bring something to kind of celebrate a little bit.
Ooh, nice.
Now, I brought this something. I wanted to have something special, okay? Mm-hmm. And as I talk about this, you'll know what it is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
For my 50th birthday, I got this as a present.
You did?
Yes, from a very good friend
of mine.
That
was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Almost 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And he said, save this for a special occasion.
Yeah.
Well, I've been saved.
Ooh.
And I started thinking this last week, we're getting ready to do our 50th show. And I thought, you know what? I can't think of anybody else that I'd rather share this with than you.
Oh, he's whipping it out.
And
there we go.
And since you gave me one of your only two bottles that you had.
For the listeners who are saying, what are we looking at after he has been rustling and whipping things out?
Yeah, whipping things out.
What we're looking at here is the fabulous Goose Island Imperial Brown Goose.
Yeah, with special effects in it.
And I guess actually that brings us back to Charles Dell's question, which was, what do you think is the best beer you've ever tasted? For me, it's this. This was brewed. Now, when was this brewed?
I think it says 2006.
2006 batch. So this is a 3-year-old beer. They didn't brew anymore after they brewed it. And I've got an interesting tale about it. Actually, a couple of tales. I guess we can get into that.
Oh, okay.
As you know, I frequent John's Tavern. Well, John's Buffet in Winfield. You've been there and had the occasional beverage with me.
One or two.
Indeed. I'm waiting for the bell.
Oh. I forgot it's out of the
sponsor's bell. Yeah, I know. And they have on tap now Goose Island Imperial Brown Goose, the 2009 batch.
Okay.
And it's very interesting because I heard a tale about how the 2006 batch was made. Apparently. And I don't know how true this is, but apparently they said they took two of the Christmas ales from previous years, combined them together, put them into a bourbon barrel, and let it sit. And that's what the 2006 batch is. Now, the 2009 batch, I know what this... I remember what the old one was tasted like. And I think the 2009 batch is just as good, but has a cleaner, crisper finish.
Really? Interesting.
So if you're interested in getting a sample of this Imperial Brown Goose, go out to John's Buffet in Winfield, Illinois, and you can sample it on tap. They give it in the little snifter glasses. And if you want to know where John's Buffet is, you can go to www.beeruniverse.com and look up John's Buffet, and they'll give you all the directions. Because I put an entry in there for him, because he's always got tons of beers on tap. It's wonderful.
Yeah, since it's really kind of a neat bar, because they have like an eating area with a bar, a smaller bar area, and then on the other side is kind of like the working man's bar. Long bar, right. Mostly all bar stools, and
it's a fabulously shaped bar because it's long, but it's kind of in semicircles and kind of like a sculpted.
It's unique.
A scalloped, yeah.
It's very. You can tell from years ago. This was definitely handmade.
Been there for over 50 years.
Yeah, this is fabulous. Very cool.
Well, this is an absolute treat, and of course, it is slightly chilled because it's been in your car, which is fine. I can feel it. It's great. It's a good temperature. It doesn't need to be really cold. Mm-hmm. So we should open that towards the end of the show celebrate, don't you think?
I think we should.
In the meantime, let's have a listen to this.
Do you really get paid for doing this show?
And we're back. We have, of course, our beer tasting to go through.
Yes, we do.
And it being October, it being coming up to Halloween, as we record this, it's next weekend, I think, right?
Yes, it is.
And there's all these... I walk into liquor stores and there's all these beers that have pumpkin in it. Yeah. And you know what I think about putting stuff into beers, you know, like pumpkin and fruit and stuff like that. And pumpkin is not one of the ones that I really want to do.
Yeah.
However, you, in your infinite wisdom, said, hey, I'm going to bring along a six-pack of this beer. What did you bring along?
Well, I brought from the Arcadia Brewing Company, Arcadia Ale.
Hey, they're Jaw local, Jacker. Aren't they?
They are. They're out of Battle Creek, Michigan.
And what's it called again?
This is called Jawjacker.
Jawjacker?
Jawjacker.
Well, who'd have thought?
Well, yeah, well. But this is different. It's a seasonal ale.
While you're telling us, can I open this?
Sure, here.
All right. I've got my England beer opener here.
Do
so hang on a sec. Okay.
It does not have any pumpkin in it, but it does have nutmeg, allspice, cinnamon with a malty flavor.
Malty flavor. So on the six pack.
Light hops balance. Okay, it's nice. Blah blah blah. Let's get down to the stuff.
Hang on the six pack here, you see, this is false advertising, right? Mm-hmm. On the pack and on the label, it's got this enormous great pumpkin, this scary looking pumpkin, Peter Pumpkin Head. Do you know that? Do you know that rhyme?
We know Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Holy cow. Take a whiff of that, young Spence. He's only sniffing it, don't worry. What did you think? What do you smell of that? What does it remind you of?
Reminds me of pumpkin pie, kind of the spices in pumpkin pie. The pumpkin.
It's an extra. I'll throw that down here in the recycling. There we go. Shall I open the other one?
No, go ahead, because they even have recommended foods to eat with this.
And I'm giving it to you in a. Hello. Oh, dear. I seem to be. Oh, dear. Wipe up. I'm giving it to you in a beer glass. With a pumpkin on the side of it. What is it? Pumpkin ale from Post Road. I don't know what that one is. I don't know where I picked these up. When Kaz is here, she does all this.
She
wipes up, but she's not here.
She
disappointed.
Wouldn't
have overflowed in the first place. Well, I know. All right.
But they do give some recommended foods and stuff like that. And they even list vanilla ice cream.
Ooh, really? That would actually be very good.
Sweet potato, of course, pumpkin pie, turkey, roast duck. Root vegetables and maybe a little bit of brisket, which is good. The ABV on this is 6%.
Wow, so it's pretty hoppy. And I notice on the top of the six pack, it says handcrafted British style ales, unpasteurized and unfiltered. And so let's have a little look at it. What sort of a color we got going on here, Uncle Mike?
Well, it is very. Well, orangey or kind of ambery.
Yeah, and it is unfiltered, isn't it? It's definitely cloudy.
Yeah,
so. Aroma?
Yeah, I can smell the spices that they're talking about.
You know, actually, I smelt the spices out the bottle more than in here. I wonder if they, like, settled to the bottom or something. But, okay, we'll just get rid of that bottle. Oh, there we go. Thank you.
Right in the recycling.
Right in the recycling. So let's have a little slurp here. Well... It's everything it says, isn't it?
It does. It said exactly that. This is the spices you're going to taste.
And, right.
You know, you really do taste those spices.
And I have to admit, I don't find this disgusting. It's like, because at this time of the year, the lovely Kimberly, she likes to have mulled apple cider. And that's the thing where you put all the little spices and everything in the mulling ball and heat up the apple cider and go, and that's really tasty.
Sam likes that too.
Sam likes that too.
Yeah, she makes a big pot of it.
That's right. It's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep, it's good.
And, this is an alcoholic version of it. Mm-hmm. So I don't find this obnoxious. The spices are not overriding. It's got all the ones in there, the cinnamon, the nutmeg, the allspice. You can taste them all, although I don't know the difference between half.
They're really balanced, though. One's not really overpowering another, which, like, cinnamon can overpower very easily. And this is, I'm getting more of the allspice and the nutmeg than I am the cinnamon, but maybe that's because I'm keying in on those.
Well, and this is interesting because I must admit I'm not a big Arcadia Ales fan. I've had quite a few of their beers, and they haven't overly impressed me. But this one at this time of the year, I'm going to buy this again.
This is not.
I'm going to buy this again. It's good.
This is not bad at all.
So we got our beer tasting, our pick to click this season, if you will.
Yeah, it's definitely seasonal beer.
A doubly seasonal beer, no pumpkin included.
No pumpkin.
No pumpkins were hurt in the making of this beer.
Only false advertising on the label.
George Acker Ale, Arcadia Ales, Battle Creek, Michigan. Mm-hmm. A rating on that for you, Uncle Mike?
Out of five, I would say a four. I'm pleasantly pleased with it.
For a seasonal
for a
novelty
seasonal
beer,
yeah,
I give it a four. What about you for the smell there, Spencer?
Pretty good. I'd say four.
Four for Aroma.
Aroma?
Yeah.
And it's 6%. Is he falling off his stool yet?
No. He's almost under the cider, though.
Oh, well, we can get him more cider whenever he's ready. I'll just go down there and get some there. Right?
Go down to the cellar.
Oh, lovely jubbly.
Okay, well, that's
it does have a lot of carbonation.
A lot of fizz in that.
Yeah.
Very nice. Our patrons are not very polite.
It was good on the second time
around. Right. Okay, very good. Well, that's our beer tasting for the week. We'll come back in just a second. Have a little break.
When in Chicago, there's only one pub I frequent. It's the Brit and Yankee. Come on down for a pint and a chat sometime, eh, mate?
And we're back. And Spencer is busily munching on his nuts. The peanuts that are on the bar there. I've got the honey roasted. Of course, all good bars have snacks.
Yes, well, it makes people want to drink more.
That's right, and they're nice and salty. That's
like one of our local places up the street, actually, from me, is the Country House.
Oh, yes, I've been there.
Yeah, and they have peanuts and popcorn everywhere, and you can throw the peanut shells right onto the floor.
That's
so you
right.
don't have to be dinky.
Well, you can do that here as well, because actually the flooring guys didn't come in yet, but every good pub, spit and sawdust, throw the peanuts on the floor.
Yeah, that's right. So. And if we do it here, the landlord's wife will come down and say, "What the hell are you guys doing?"
Well, maybe. guess what?
What?
I won a prize.
During darts?
No.
Oh. Bummer.
One of our good friends, Nick from BritishPages.com, holding a competition on his wonderful website, which I think you should all go out to see if you are an Anglophile or an ex-Brit living over here in the US or just a British person wanting to know what ex-Brits in the US are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Go out to BritishPages.com, and he was holding a competition. First three people to send in United Kingdom tourist pictures. Photographs.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, I went there earlier this year.
Yes, you did.
So I sent in a couple, mm-hmm. and he had a DVD. It's the BBC... BBC Life series, BBC Earth series.
Ooh.
About Yellowstone.
No
on
kidding.
DVD.
They did one.
And I won one. I got the second one. I can't remember who the first lady. I don't know if the third one's been won yet, but thank you very much indeed, Nick. I will be expecting to see that in the mail next week, as you said you're sending it to me. And I'm very happy.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yes, it was. It was a nice little treat.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's wonderful. Now, what else is going on? I've lost me note. So here we go. Yes, now, listen.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is the best pub around in town, we have the Dart League going on. So let's go over to the Dart lads and find out what they think about the New Britain Yankee and the Dart Board. Excuse me, sir. You're sitting at the bar enjoying a beverage. What do you like?
I like the beverage.
And what is that beverage?
A heavy-handed.
Would that be from the Two Brothers Brewery?
The famous Two Brothers Brewery.
Fabulous.
Warrenville.
And are you enjoying yourself at the pub?
Hey, I'm drinking beer and throwing darts.
You can't beat that, can you? And here's another patron. What would you like, sir?
More beer.
All right. It appears that there's plenty of beverages going on around here. What beer would you like, sir?
Well, I think I've been drinking the heavy-handed.
A heavy-handed? I'll go
if you have more.
I'll just look and see if we're okay with it. Oh, yes, here we go. We're pulling that out and we'll pour
it
in.
Lucky me.
Yes. And do you enjoy the new Brit... Oops, I just slopped on the bar.
Got
to clean that
break
up.
Break it in.
And are you enjoying the new Brit and Yankee?
Oh, yes. It's a beautiful establishment.
All right. Will you be back here for the Bears game?
Yes, I will.
Good man. Thank you very much,
all right,
sir.
We'll continue later.
Yes, you can go back and sleep in the corner now.
And I'm just wondering if we're going to all burn up over here. Is this lighting legal?
What lighting, sir?
All wiring. Is this all wiring?
Oh, yeah, we don't talk about the lighting. Thank you very much.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
And we're back. Now, a couple of people have said, hey, we want to see what the Britain Yankee looks like. So I sent you on a task to take a few videos, and you did that. And in typical Steven Spielberg style, you brought back the rushes. And we're going to put those up on the website. There'll be a link to it as you listen to this. Go to the website. There'll be a link to the short video so you can actually see what was going on here on this wonderful, momentous occasion.
Build that up. Huh?
That's right. Yes, indeedy. We have another drop-in from our good friend Richard Vobes and his buddy Jimmy Hastell.
Really?
Yes. They sent us some congratulations as well. Have a listen to this.
Hello,
that Phil Clark has managed to produce 50 interesting and highly illuminating shows with the Brit and the American one. And now over to a beach hut in Worthing in West Sussex.
50 shows, Jimmy.
50 shows. I thought it was 50 years.
I thought it's something like 50, more than 50 years.
How old is he?
He's old.
He's done one show a year.
I think that's what it is.
Him and Lingo.
Him and Lingo Starr.
Lingo Starr, famous man.
I like it when he does the Thomas the Tank Engine.
That's right.
I think that's marvellous.
Puffing out the shed.
They're always out of breath, aren't they on
are.
That show?
Especially
puffing.
Mr. Clark or
panting.
Clerk.
Because they wear pants, don't they?
They do, over there. They're foreign, aren't they?
And hasn't he... He's got a new bar now, hasn't he?
I know. Where's
I don't know if he's got a new bar made.
Oh, can't, yeah.
Or is it Lloyd made?
Sid.
Oh, Sid is all right, isn't he?
Yeah, I like Sid.
Oh, bless. Happy 50th, matey!
Well done.
It's great to see you still at it.
Top hole.
Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Verbs.
Yes.
Good chap.
Good to hear from them.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I don't think we can either compare to his podcast, because he's up to about, what, 1,300 or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Because he's the guy who got me into this nonsense, so and then I dragged you in, so we're in trouble,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm. Yeah, right. I can remember, actually, you sending me an email and saying, hey, check this guy out. Have you ever checked out the podcast? And I believe it was like show 70
he
was
right.
on at that
there
time.
You go.
So it was a long time ago, and I don't think I've missed one yet.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing.
He's very entertaining.
Man.
More people should join as members and get his podcast. Yeah,
excellent value for what he's asking.
Oh, excellent. You drop more change than that in a year. Give me a break.
I found it down
Of course,
the,
I walk on my
couch.
Hands, but...
And, of course, here at the Brit and Yankee, we have all the appropriate sports TVs going at the moment. Mm-hmm. And, Spencer, yes. What's playing over there on that one?
Well, on the smaller one, we have soccer.
Soccer? It's football.
Well, football.
Football. Yeah, there we go. We got a little bit of English Premier League going on over there. Tottenham playing Stoke. And then on the other one, we've got...
College football.
There you go. A little bit of something for everybody. Because here at the Brit and Yankee, we are multinational.
Yeah, we can handle it. You got the English-style pub on one side. You got the American version on the other with all the TVs. Actually, the other side of the bar is actually the theater section of the bar.
I'm getting to the theater.
Which really, this whole room just... If anybody saw before and after pictures, it doesn't even look like the same place. I mean, the dartboard's in the same place.
Yeah, this, that's the best place.
You have done a phenomenal job.
No,
I mean,
you
you don't like to toot your own horn. I'm going to toot it for you.
Ooh.
Yeah, excuse me. But you guys have put together, I know it's not totally 100%, but...
There's still a lot of work to do.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. It is awesome. And, you know, hats off to you for taking this kind of chore.
Go ahead, take your hat off. There you go. He's taking his hat off now. Because, see, I'm being very lenient here. Because this is a Cubs-Bears pub. And what have I got sitting in front of me but a Sox and Green Bay Packer fan. Do you support the Bears, Spencer? Kind of in between.
If they're not playing the Packers.
Yeah, right. Okay. So we're very lenient here. Anyway, just to let the listeners know that we will be, after all this wonderful self-indulgent celebratory stuff going on here today, we will be heading out into the wilds to do some more interviews. I do have a line on a chap who's called the Beer Man. Oh. And the Beer Man owns a brewery and a restaurant down in St. Louis. But he lives up here, which is interesting. Yeah, so I want to have a chat with him and see how he fares with the wonderful Budweiser folks, Anheuser-Busch, who are down there in St. Louis. So we'll see if we can get that set up. And I'm hoping to get an interview with a local brewer, the Ram Brewery, which actually I think started in Michigan, but is now in Schaumburg, Illinois. And I want to get with them. We don't want to do too many brewery tours. We've done a lot of brewery tours. But I'd like to find out from the brewers, you know, where they're going, what types of beers are really working for them, etc. So we'll hope to have that coming in future episodes.
Yeah. Well, we did have fun going out, even to different bars and stuff, just to check out what they had on tap and foods and stuff. We did have fun going out, and I think we still will do our little excursions here and there just to kind of break it up a little bit.
Road trip!
Yeah, exactly. You know, you never know. All of a sudden one day, hey, Charles Stell, you home?
Yeah. One other thing I need to say is I did have a short conversation on the computer with our brewer up in the north there, Dave Wazowski.
Hey,
yeah, good old
our
Dave.
Gold medal winner.
A gold medal winner up in the Wisconsin State Fair. He is in the process of moving. He's just been lucky enough to be the one person to buy a house this recession.
Good for him.
And he's in the process of moving, but he did say that he was very anxious to talk to us and congratulate us. So,
oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. It's my phone ringing. Hey, it looks like it's Dave. Hang on. Hello?
Hello, guys. It's Brewmaster Dave.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, man?
How you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're sitting here with Lingo.
Hey, how's it going, Dave?
Hey, how's it going, Lingo?
Good,
and,
man.
And Spencer. What are you calling in for? We're recording a show.
So I figured you're doing something about the 50th show right on this time. I thought I'd call in, say hi, congratulations.
Well, what a coincidence.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And what a coincidence, we were just talking about you. Aren't you buying a house?
Yeah, we're moving in Monday.
You're moving in Monday?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got a bit of time off then to do that, huh?
What's that?
You got some time off to do it.
Yeah, I'm off all week to work. So, I'd rather be brewing than moving, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
So I would imagine then that you have not been brewing too much.
No, sadly the brewery's been packed away for at least a month or so. I haven't brewed in a while. I'm out of beer. I'm home brewing home.
Well, we know how that packing away goes, because, of course, we're just, you know, here we are reopening the Britain Yankee after the remodeling. And, of course, you know, I've been packed away, and a lot of my stuff is still packed away.
Yeah.
So when you... It's going
to
be another month. Well, so it sounds like you're going to be able to come down here next year and see the Britain Yankee, huh?
Yeah, I should be able to. That'd be great.
We got to get you in because Lingo's having a bit of a problem with his supplier, right?
Yep.
Yep. And we need to get you in and tell us how to get the kegerator going.
Easy for you.
Yeah, you're the man with the kegs,
that's
I can
right.
tell you. So how's everything else going up there in lovely old Milwaukee?
It's cold, it's rainy all week, and it's kind of like England on.
Well, yeah, we got the same thing down here. It's not good time of the year. We have to tell you this, and you'll hear it on the show as you listen on. Young Lingo brought a celebratory bottle of beer with him. What did you bring, Lingo?
I brought the Goose Island Imperial Brown Goose.
Do you remember, Dave, when we went down to Goose Island, and this is almost 3 years ago, and they had that, and I got some bottles?
Yep.
Well, he saved one, and he's celebrating. We're going to celebrate. We're going to pop it open here. So we'll have one for you.
I'm very jealous. I like to be down there and taste it after age that long. That's really good.
That's what we're hoping for.
All right, well, hey, I know you're out and about. You're probably getting new furniture, right? Because you know how that goes.
We're out getting paint, and
we've
got to get ready.
Paint? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we already got the furniture last week. So
let me ask you, Dave, are you staying in the Milwaukee area, or are you moving somewhere farther out?
We're going to be in Greenfield, which is just a little south of where I'm living now, where you guys are at.
So closer to us. Closer to us.
Yeah, we're a little bit closer to you guys. Yeah.
Good.
Awesome.
All right. Well, and if listeners want to hear how Dave brews his beer, they should go back a few shows and listen to the special that we did where we actually followed Dave and his brewing experience.
Actually, it's going to come back because I'm building a brewer right now. And I have a guy at work welding some stuff for me. It's going to be a nice monster system.
Wow. So Dave's getting a monster.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. All right, Dave. Well, hey, we really appreciate you calling in and how timely it was.
Congratulations on 50, even though I've only been on 10 of them, I think, so that's okay.
We'll work on that for the next 50.
We'll get you back. We'll get you back, man. All right, thanks a lot, Dave. Take care. Say hi to the family.
Talk to you later.
Cheers, Dave.
Cheers.
This is Dave G., the brewmaster for the Britain Yankee, and when I'm not brewing beer, I'm at the Noisy Saloon Bar at the Britain Yankee drinking it.
Well, that was the wonderful Dave, our brewmaster up there in Milwaukee. What a fabulous guy.
He is a great guy.
Called in and gave us congratulations. I think that's worth one of these. So we're coming rapidly to the end of this 50th show, but we're not going to extend it out way beyond our means. We are going to bring a close to our podcast with a celebratory opening of the 2006 Imperial Brown Goose. Go ahead with the opening there, Mr. Look at that, he's putting it, he's getting it on. Oh,
wait, I can't.
Wait a minute. There you go. Thank God for that. Yeah.
There's the cap.
We got the cap. Okay, now I've got a couple of lovely glasses. Snifter tile glasses here. There we go. They're Belgian beer glasses, but they are going to work very nicely for this. And the pouring has begun. Oh my, look at that. I can see as he pours it out, it is the most delightful dark. Dark mahogany, I'd say. I mean, well, you know what? This is even darker than I remember. My goodness, look at that. Oh, the head is white and creamy. The beer is delicious. Are we going to give it a smell?
Oh, my God. You can really smell the bourbon in there. Here, smell the
smell. I tell you. Oh, hey,
Spencer's going to get a contact eye just from the fumes.
He's been good. He's been drinking his cider down there, and sparkling cider. Very good. And, wow, I'll tell you, this is like a treat. So I'm going to give this a... I just enjoy smelling it.
I know. The smell is phenomenal.
All right, here we go. Then.
It smells. I mean, you can just... Oh. After 3 years, it has not taken anything away from it. The smell.
Oh. Now, I will say... It needs to sit there a bit and get rid of some of that fizz.
Yeah, it does have some carbonation.
But I tell you, if I remember back a couple... I mean, it's been at least 18 months since I had my last bottle. Mm-hmm. I only was able to get 6 of them. And this... Wow. This has aged. I mean, it is smooth.
Dave would be so jealous right now. I'm telling you. This is phenomenal.
Well, and it's just like...
Looking at it, you would think it's going to be either like a stout or a porter, where it's porter not so much, but maybe a little gloopy, a little heavy. It mm-hmm. is like there's not enough O's and smooth
it's
to
got,
describe this.
It's got so much. It's got the spices in the background. I don't know what it was, but if it was the Christmas ale they made it from, then I can see that. But the bourbon just comes through, and it's not strong. It's just it's delicious. So
no, like unlike the bourbon... stout that they have,
mm-hmm.
it's 13%, which is, you don't want to do much more than a shot of that stuff.
Right.
This stuff is so smooth, and it's not overpowering. You get the bourbon taste, but not the huge bourbon hit.
Right, exactly, and this is only 8%. This is
8%. Right, compared to the 13 of their other
stuff.
So
we'd love to say that people can go out and get this 2006 batch, but you can't.
And that's
but,
why I brought this, is because... It was limited.
That's right.
This is the only other one I know of besides the one.
It's almost the champagne.
That's why I thought this is the perfect place to celebrate this with my best menu.
There you go. So I think Charles Stell, in answer... Oh, excuse me, talking to the mothership. Sorry.
A little bit more tea, Bicker?
Where was I? Oh, yeah. Charles Stell, I think mm-hmm. this has to be... my favorite beer, and I mean, I've tasted a whole bunch of English beers, but I can't really put my finger on one that has made such an impression with me. Now, Lingo, mm-hmm. we haven't found out what your favorite beer is, and don't say this one. Come on, you can too if you want.
That's really a hard question because overall, I don't think I really have one favorite beer. I mean, I have ones that I like for different categories. I like my stouts. I like porters. Mm-hmm. Even IPAs, there's some that I even like, prefer in that. Wit beers, wheat beers. I mean, it's really hard to tell. As much as I like Two Brothers, and especially their wheat beer, their Ebels, which I absolutely love to death, would still have to be some of the Goose Island products. And I still
Goose Island?
I'm sorry, I was in the middle of a burp right there. It does have a lot of carbonation. I still go back to one of my favorites that if I go out and I buy one just to have. It's still like the Goose Island Oatmeal Stout.
There you go.
I still like their Goose Island Oatmeal Stout. I like the taste of it. It's consistent over the years. And as an overall, I'd probably have to say that.
Wow.
You know, if I went down and started categorizing everything, it would be in the stout line, but that would have to be my
favorite. Well, that's a very good choice, yeah, because that is a good beer that's easily available. Well, I think it's easily available across the nation. I don't know if they are able to get it in California, but it's very, very consistent, as you say. Yeah. It has a good flavor. I would agree with that.
Nice and that's creamy. Nice, yeah. I like it for a stout. It's got a little creaminess to it because of the oatmeal.
And of course, you know, there are plenty of English beers that I really like. I mean, that are not perhaps the everyday beers you get. If you were in England, okay, if you were back in the UK, you'd be drinking lots of good real ales. I mean, we're over here, we get Tetley's, Boddington's, Old Speckled Hen, and I think Old Speckled Hen is one of the favourites in the can.
Exactly.
Spencer!
Oh.
Let's see, I woke him up.
Oh, hey! He just jumped at the end of the bar.
Let's include your... what's your favourite beverage of choice? Obviously, it's not going to be anything alcoholic. Well, at least I hope not.
I think we cut it off.
There is a deadly silence where he thinks. Now, this is something he's unused to doing.
Yeah.
In New York, I remember, my dad and I went to...
That's right. When we went to...
Was your dad your mom at one point in time or what?
Him and his mom went to New York City.
Oh.
And our whole family went to Rochester.
Yes.
Rochester! Yes, up, Mr. Benny!
Wrong Rochester.
Yeah.
And there was a pub in Rochester.
Wait a minute, he's going into pubs again!
He goes with me everywhere. Who do you think I get to drive me around?
Good man.
Was it the Dinosaur?
Yeah.
Dinosaur Pub.
Dinosaur Barbecue.
Okay.
It was a barbecue place. Very famous. It's been on TV.
Oh, really?
For some of these Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives.
Oh, okay.
And some of these other places. It's called Dinosaur. And it's a barbecue place.
And what did you drink there?
They had this root beer. Saranac root beer.
Oh, Saranac root beer.
The best I've ever had.
Really?
Now, that root beer...
that's interesting.
...compared to Two Brothers root beer.
Two Brothers is really good, but... I have to say Saranac because it's really...
Right.
It was really creamy.
Well, and I do like some of the Saranac beers, so that's a big ding, ding, ding. See, he's not on the ball yet.
No,
he hasn't
got
used to having his dinger back, do you? for the Saranac Brewing Company. So that's good. Well, that's a very good, interesting selection there. It's really good. And, of course, you know,
the
Lime is Dart Lounge, of course, is the... Saranac Brewing Company paddle up there we have. Of course, the listeners can't see that. But so while we sit here and celebrate ourselves, and let's hope that the rest of the crowd is having a good time.
Are you having a good time?
There we go. Thank you very much. Good boy.
All right.
We will call it a day, I guess.
Yeah.
What is it? It's a day.
It's a day. I'm spent.
Yeah, well,
I really
appreciate you bringing this over and going to savor and sip and slurp.
I know that 50 shows doesn't seem like a lot to a lot of people, but it was almost a year and a half.
Took a year off dead for tax purposes.
And we don't do it, you know, every week like a lot of people.
We don't do the podcast either.
No. And So I think just to do 50 shows is pretty good, and we've had a blast doing it. I've had a blast with you doing them, and they've been a lot of fun. And this is the thing that I really look forward to every fortnight.
There you go.
I hope we do at least another 50, if not more.
And I think with that, time, gentlemen, please. Time, gentlemen, drink up your pints.
Well, there you go. It's a shame we didn't hear from Kaz, our barmaid. I don't know what happened to her. And you said you thought you saw Sid outside. Well, before we go, why don't you just go outside and have a look and see whether they're out there.
Hello, Kaz. Not seen you for a long time.
No, Sid. I've had a bit of a chesty cold for a while now.
I can see why I wouldn't want to leave.
Sid, you're turning into a dirty old man.
What do you mean, old?
Anyway, Sid, why are we here on our day off?
It's for the Ningo's 50th.
50th what?
Anniversary of the Briton Yankee.
Wow. Do you think we'll get some gifts, Sid?
I did overhear Phil saying he'd like to give you one.
Oh, I do hope it's something sparkly.
Yeah, a can of soda water, knowing him.
Who writes this stuff, Sid?
I don't know, some bloke in England.
Congratulations, Phil and Lingo.
You're halfway to something big.
Sid?
It just slipped out.
That's what you said last time.
Well, I guess they were out there. They'll be coming in shortly, and I think I see them coming through the door. There we go.
So I'd like to thank everybody who sent in their little drop-ins, and congratulations, and let's hope next time we get out and about, we're going to be out and about.
Out and about. Out and about.
If you have any comments on the show, if you want us to go find a Chicago pub that you can recommend, that we can go and rate and tell you what we think of it, please send in an email. My address is usbrit@thebritanyankee.com.
Right.
Okay. I didn't know my own address.
Yeah.
usbrit.
That's because you don't write to yourself.
That's true. And what's yours, Lingo?
The same thing, lingo@thebritanyankee.com.
And you can find me on Twitter at US. Find me at Twitter on The Brit and Yankee. It's the_Brit_and_Yankee.
Wow. I'd be tired just typing that out.
Yeah, just search for Brit and Yankee. You can find me. And you can find you on Facebook, right?
Yep.
Where are you at?
Just do a search for Lingo or Lingafelter, and you'll find me. Be my friend, please.
Won't you be my friend?
And we also have a Brit and Yankee fan page where send you out updates when we're doing the shows and when the shows come out.
Cool.
We have about 45 or 50 members in that, in the fan page. So
really?
Come on out, be a fan.
And you know, you can sign up on our webpage, right? You can sign up for emails, and then you'll get notified when there's a new podcast.
Yep. Yep.
So you won't get inundated with emails with that.
No. And if you want to do like Charles Stell did, send us an MP3.
Right.
About anything. If you have a comment on the show, you have a question, or if you just, hey, you guys suck, what are you doing? Send it to us. We don't care. We'll play it.
We'll ignore that.
Well, yeah, we'll delete that one, but, you know, whatever.
Everybody, thank you very much indeed. 50 shows. Thank you, Spencer, for coming along.
You're very welcome.
And thank you, Lingo. All the congrats to you, my friend. It wouldn't be the same without it, because you keep me down.
Down in the cellar?
You are the Yankee. You are the Yankees. And I don't say anything else other than goodbye from me.
And goodbye from him.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Brown goose. All right. Okay. Drink up that cider there, Spencer, and we'll get you a real beer. Hey, how many years do I get for corrupting children?
I don't know. You probably just get one of those ankle bracelets.
Oh, okay. That'll be all right then. Well, that means I have to stay at home, right?
In the pub.
Oh,
Britain Yankee!
Britain Yankee!
I'll have a pint, Yankee. Go, give us a pint. You got any tetanus?
A pint, please, Bob. Give another pint, please, Bob.